Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, thank you. Very kind. Very kind. I want to thank Justin for his kind words, and as he said, just last month, his company, BC Ford, announced that it was adding 200 high-wage jobs in Indianapolis. Thank you so much for your continued investment in our city and its people. Tremendous accomplishment. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight to one of our city's most enduring and important landmarks. And I thank former Deputy Mayor John Krause, Max Anderson, and everyone involved with the museum for having us here this evening. Also, please allow me to acknowledge my wife of over 27 years, Winnie. As many of you know, Winnie is spearheading our Bank on Indy program to encourage the unbanked to open bank accounts and be responsible with their money. It is a terrific program, and if I may say so, she's a terrific spokeswoman also. So. Elected officials, community activists, neighborhood leaders, about 1 year ago, we were all at the Crystal House Academy for the State of the City Address. At that time, I detailed my vision to make Indianapolis the most livable big city in America, a destination city for people and companies, tourists and educators. And I stand before you to state plainly that while there is always work to do in a city as metropolitan and diverse as Indianapolis, much work was done in 2009 to make our city more livable, more attractive to families, and more attractive to businesses and the jobs they bring. And because of this, the state of our city is growing stronger. Being a more livable city starts with creating a climate conducive to creating jobs and economic opportunity for all. We stand at a critical moment of our city's economic development. Indianapolis knows no immunity to the ills of the credit market, or the jobs crunch, or the home foreclosures that swept the country. Unemployment went up, home values fell, and so the single biggest asset that many of us own is no longer the safety net it once was. Businesses that were once operating profitably and enjoying our family and friends had to slash costs, and they struggled to make ends meet. Suffice it to say, the current economic climate, the most severe since the Great Depression, remains very challenging. But our local economy is doing far better than most. So we are better poised than others to sustain a welcome recovery. Our goal is to make Indianapolis the most attractive place in the nation for the creation and retention of good jobs. In the most recent data available, of the top 13 American cities, Indianapolis had the second lowest unemployment rate. In fact, our unemployment rate is lower than the state's and lower than the nation's. But I know this is small comfort to those currently out of work, seeking an opportunity to provide for themselves and their families. And so that's why I come before you tonight to state clearly that my administration is using every available resource to retain and create jobs in Marion County. When it comes to attracting and retaining jobs in Indianapolis, our stability is an asset, but we can never stand still. Our relative economic stability comes in part from the fundamentals. A lower rate of crime, a now predictable tax climate, and a government that works with companies and entrepreneurs to foster job creation and economic development. We have also aligned the efforts of the Indianapolis Private Industry Council, or IPIC, and the Indianapolis Economic Development, Inc., IEDI, our city's main economic development organizations. In 2009, my administration, working with IEDI, secured commitments for retaining or attracting more than 11,000 jobs in Marin County. This represents the second highest annual number in the last 9 years, a terrific performance in the middle of this tough recession. In fact, tonight, I am pleased to announce that Stericycle, an Indianapolis-based provider of medical waste disposal services, is expanding its operations in our city and creating 109 new jobs by the end of 2010. And some of Stericycle's executives are here tonight. I just want to say thank you for investing in your hometown very much. In fact, during the 2 years of my administration, commitments for retained or attracted jobs totaled more than 20,000. And during that same period, business leaders also have made commitments totaling more than $470 million of capital investment in our community. But just as with crime statistics, the numbers represent more than just improvement in our effort. They represent improvement in the quality of life within our city and for our families. And to those who feel that too much business growth is fueled by tax abatements, let me offer this. In 2009, less than 20% of the $157 million in capital investment was incentivized with tax abatement. Last year, for example, for every dollar we offered in abatement for a non-speculative project, more than $18 were privately committed. We have a two-year average of more than $17 of private funds returned to $1 abated. This is a stronger return on investment than in any year since the city began tracking that statistic in 2001. And we outperformed some years by 20%, 100%, and in one case, 500%. Time and again in the last 2 years, our economic development staff, skillfully led by Deputy Mayor Nick Weber and Scott Miller at IEDI, has been working to make Indianapolis more attractive to businesses that create good jobs. The return on investment for our economic efforts is astounding when you consider we spend only about $500,000 a year on the organization tasked with growing wealth and opportunity for our entire community. We need IEDI to be an economic driver that will act in concert with the city and as a development investment partner for critical deals to bring jobs and capital to Indianapolis. What IEDI needs to continue delivering is the resources to be this driver. So tonight, I am announcing an investment in IEDI of $3.5 million. Of this amount, $1.5 million will be used to grow the capacity of the organization, working with more businesses, making more sales calls, promoting Indianapolis at more conferences, and working in conjunction with Caroline Rakee Smith and my office, spearheading the international business efforts of the city. And as part of my 2011 budget, and for each year thereafter, we will propose that IEDI be appropriated sufficient funds for sustained job creation in Indianapolis.